consciousness that resembles sleep. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Thank you so much for joining us. We're live here worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks on your radio, your internet, over your phone, your satellite. Just pump us in and listen to us talk about the truth, solutions, whatever we can find in any of those things, any truth, any hope of it at all in the media, in our government, in our daily lives, from business to you name it. Is there any truth in any of it? Well, we talk about some of it. What can we find as a solution in some of it? Well, we talk about a lot of it. We talk about health and nutrition. Today's a great story, story that came out over the weekend or just earlier today. I have to double check on the date of it. But a Harvard study out says that fluoride destroys your brain. Yeah, that's right. Something that the conspiracy theorists like myself have been saying for so long. Harvard comes out with a study and proves it. That significant, I believe, if I remember correctly, was the word that they used in the abstract on it. Significant difference between people who drank children who drank fluoridated water and children who didn't drink fluoridated water. So that's one of the things we talk about, and we're going to talk about that today. And that comes under that health and nutrition, sort of local organic, clean foods, clean water sort of thing that we're always talking about. We do survival and preparedness. You can't survive if you're not prepared. There's, of course, the big story here in Colorado that happened. We're going on a week and a half now. There's a little bit of new information. We didn't talk about it at all on Friday, but there's a little bit of new information. So we'll share some of that. What else do we got going on? Gosh, there's a ton of things going on that happened over the weekend. Fun stuff to look at as far as news and everything. I'm doing this all live in real time as usual. You can join me at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Just go up there on the website and click on today's date. It's red linked. You can't miss it. It's right about the middle of the page, Monday, July 30th. Says we'll find out what's new in the news. We'll even look at, yes, that story. It's true. And solutions abound in a day of prove the conspiracy theorists right as we prove fluoride makes you stupid. So that's one of the links that's up there. And I'm not done putting links up there. There may be a whole bunch more stuff that we end up talking about there as well. I have probably twice that many links just sitting here. And I'll be posting some of them like we always do live. As we're going through the show, if there's something else that comes up, I'll throw it up there. Well, we'll talk about, let's see, what are those headlines? What do I have up there so far? The internet, oh, that's right, yeah, your porn is in trouble, and all of your twits and all of your genius Facebook posts that have solved all the world's problems that you've made, it's in trouble. NSA chief, internet, great risk and needs defense. So we'll take a look at that story. Are you violating your lease and foreclosures are going up? There's a whole bunch of information. We're just following, you know, right along with everybody else, just a little peripherally. We haven't dove into it except for some personal experiences with some people that we had come on and talk about the fraud in the mortgage industry that they're dealing with right now. But the story continues, and we're keeping an eye on it because it's one of those bellwether things. When you see that something like housing is going bad, it sets trends. You watch what businesses and even the stock market in some cases. But these are all sort of lagging indicators. You already have to know what's going on and kind of expect these things that are coming out for those that information to do you any good. So we have to kind of follow it all along as we watch and try to pick up on the indicators. And so there's a bunch of real estate information. We'll dive into some of that because it's interesting. We'll talk about certainly the title because I love this. One of the stories, foreclosures may be back on the upswing. And I'm sure somewhere some editor was, I need to change the date of it. I just noticed it says Friday, July 27th still on that page. It's say Monday, July 30th. That's where we are. You're listening to My High Liberty Radio. I'll tell you what I was going to tell you.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Hey, aloha. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, here live every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, talking about the truth, trying to find the solutions. We like to call ourselves Solutions Radio, not Bullhorn Radio. And sometimes, though, that's hard not to live up to. You. Sometimes you got to grab the bullhorn, and you got to go out there, and you got to say, hey, wake up, people, as opposed to me screaming into the microphone, hey, wake up, people. I was trying, you know, it's acting. It's a little bit of theater there. I wasn't really trying to scream in your ear, but that you get the idea. When you would have that bullhorn, your voice would be significantly louder when you were screaming wake up to people. My good friend, it's Monday, so I'm thinking about my good friends at We Are Change Colorado. They help bring this show about, help make this show a reality. They're all involved in it peripherally. Some of them come on and do news reports, and it's just all tied together with the notions that we always talk about here on the show, and that's one, taking control of your own life; two, taking control of the media in your area and getting out the truth and spreading truth and information. And it's a fun thing to do. I tell you what, I haven't been able to do a lot of anything else lately. It's kind of a pain with the show being in the middle of the day, you know, you have to do things early or you have to do things late, one way or the other. So it's interesting to try and dance around that. But I'm still out there and I'm doing other things. It had been a while since I've been out to do any like art store shopping or secondhand store shopping, Goodwill shopping, flea market shopping. I did all that stuff this weekend. I hit all a bunch of different, well, not a bunch of different places. I went to a number of different places, and I kind of had the show in mind when I was walking around and thinking about things. I always have the ideas that the show talks about in mind as I'm walking around doing these things, but I actually had the show specifically in mind, and I came across some books that I'm going to give away on the show. I haven't figured out how to do it yet. I haven't decided how I want to do it, but this week I'm gonna give away some books. I have several copies of this Disaster Ready People for a Disaster Ready America that I picked up while I was out running around, and it's pretty cool. Disasters cannot be predicted. I'm reading through it just to double check to make sure. It's ultimately an advertisement for a website, and you'll see all that information if you win. Otherwise, we're going to be talking about it. It's cool. Disasters cannot be predicted, but they can be planned for. And this is from a company right here in Colorado that put these out a few years ago. From responding to terrorism, global climate change, super tornadoes, pandemics, wildfires, hurricanes, etc., you must predict, plan, and perform. Your actions will influence how any disaster affects you and your family. We live in a world where the risks we face are growing in number and magnitude every day. Studies clearly show our nation and its people are not prepared to deal with the most predictable of events. This book was written after analyzing the aftermath of 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina. It was obvious that much of the suffering on an individual basis could have been avoided or greatly reduced through proper planning. If this book provides a procedure which will put you in control of the planning process, if reading this book gets you to thinking, talking with your family, and taking some action, you will have accomplished a lot, and presumably the writers will have too. You already have many of the supplies in your home that you need. This book guides you through an easy 12-step plan to organize and prepare your family. And I glanced through it, obviously, before I grabbed the books up to buy them, and looked through it and double-checked, you know, just to make sure that the information looked right, and it does. I'll give you an idea. It's really cool. I'm going to give these books away here. I have several copies of them. So I guess it came out in 2008, and they were published right here in Golden, Colorado. I won't say the name of the company yet because I haven't gone and looked, but they wrote the book, these two guys, they wrote the book in response to the devastating effects of 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina and how people weren't prepared for it. Let's give you an idea. Getting started, the conversation, kitchen fires, water main breaks, disasters of a regional or national level. Your attitude matters. The conversation, communications and rendezvous. Take your inventory. We talked about all of this stuff at different times. This just condenses it all in a little 12-step program kind of thing. You and your utilities, take inventory, your pre-action plan, month one action plan, month two action plan, that's in the next chapter. Real risks, identifying zones, nuclear power plants, emergency services, extended family and friends. We've hinted a little bit about that, whether or not you might have to feed your neighbors and such. Your family communication plan, who is going to take the lead, where are you going to meet, phone tree, who's calling who and when. It doesn't say all of these words. A lot of these words are my own. I'm just picking this out. Water, food, first aid, all these things. Again, all stuff that we talked about. So the book was perfect for the show. So I grabbed several copies of it, and I'm going to give them away on the show. And then I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do a big contest where we give the books away and enter people in for one prize, or if I'm just going to split this up because I have a library. I'm always giving away DVDs to people, not just as part of Weird Change Colorado, which I suggest you get involved with something like a Weird Change or a local activist group, a local media group that's getting out there and getting out the truth. But I have my own library, and we pass out DVDs. We pass out recorded stuff, but I have my own library, hundreds of DVDs, because I buy them for $1 or $2 a piece because I shop cheap, you know. And when I say hundreds of DVDs, you're like, oh my God, you must have $20,000 invested in DVDs now. No, not even close. I have a few hundred bucks invested in DVDs because I'm a cheap bugger, and I do not I don't spend money unless I have to on something ultimately, and I have to spend all my money. I have no money, but I bought these. I'm holding them in my hand right now. It's Alex Jones. It's his four most recent movies. It's his four best movies, really. Fall of the Republic, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, The Obama Deception, and Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And these are all actual, real, full-on DVDs, not copies. You know, the Fall of the Republic is the special collector's edition, volume one, and it's got the extra Charlie Sheen footage and some Oath Keepers information, and there's tons of, you know, this has got all the cover and except for the Police State 4 disc that seems to have a broken little nub thingy that holds it in there. Is it the Police State 4? No, which one was it? One of them had a little broken nub on it and had come, oh, it was Endgame, got a broken little nub on it, what holds the DVD on there, you know, so it's got a little itty bitty scratch, but otherwise they're all in perfect condition. I was about giving those away on the show. I haven't decided if I want to give them away, because I would anyway, that was the point. I keep this stuff for myself. I've seen all these movies, and they're available free online. The idea is that I will give this stuff to you, even the book, even, and you will read it or watch it, and then you will give it to somebody else. And I would do that anyway. I just decided that it's with the movies, I'm going to expand my base of people that I could potentially give it to by opening it up to the entire world as a contest. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but we'll have some fun with it. We'll get you involved, I don't know, maybe by email or phone or both, and just try, because we do all these things, maybe over the Facebook page. Since I have a number of things to give away, maybe we'll do them all a little bit differently or something. So look out for all that this week coming up, as well as tomorrow, great big show for you. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America is going to be here. I missed the boat. I had the opportunity to have him here on Friday, and Friday is the day that the UN Gun Treaty came out, the actual final document, the draft of it that they're going to go by, I guess. It ultimately came out on Friday. I didn't realize it. If I, you know, I can't get them all right all the time, and I'm not a mind reader or a seer or anything like that either. Everything that I might guess at or say that I think is going to happen is based on study, is not based on guesses. So I couldn't have guessed that that was going to happen necessarily that day. So I missed the boat, but Larry Pratt is going to be on here tomorrow to talk about the UN Gun Treaty. We'll ask him, does it really affect us? And, well, of course it does. When a government, international government, that doesn't give a damn about our sovereignty is going around talking about forcing nations, whether they sign on to it or not, to meet certain requirements, otherwise they'll invade you, which is ultimately what all of the documents that the UN puts out says, then there's some issues there. We'll ask him about that. We'll ask him, is there any way that the Second Amendment can be taken away? You know how we've talked about it here, about the Second Amendment being a people's right that exists outside the dictates of governments. It wasn't put there so that government could take it away. What the hell would be the point of even doing it? Why even give it to us at that point if government could just take it away? Just leave it at that. I mean, the notion is silly. We'll ask Larry Pratt about that and see where he stands on that issue. I bet it's somewhere closer to mine than the statist view of it, that it could be taken away, to be sure. We're getting ready to go into a break. It's coming up here, I know, in mere seconds. I'll read you a couple more of these headlines, and we'll jump into some of these stories when we get back here. This was cool, because we've been talking about this. Why is there an Olympic conspiracy? Is there an Olympic conspiracy? What is the Olympic conspiracy? Well, we've talked a little bit about, you know, the ties to individuals involved with the Twin Towers on 9/11, as well as the fact that most of the sites were built on nuclear dumps. They weren't very well cleaned up, it sounds like. We've talked about the holes in security. There's more to it than that. There's a lot more to it than that. Why is there an Olympic conspiracy? TheDogStar.com, that article is up at MileHighLibertyRadio.com if you click on today's date. Continued protesting against police violence in California, Anaheim, California. People are in the streets, and so are what appear to be military or police dressed as military in the camos and fatigues, you know. Is your shampoo, soap, and makeup giving you diabetes? Well, why not? Everything else does. Why shouldn't it, too? That's a story we'll look at. Some stories won't go away no matter how hard you try, and that's the title of that story because I talked about this last week. And I'll post some more links up there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com during the break so you can follow along, too. Some other stuff we're going to check out when we come back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to teravim.com, that's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
This is Mile High Liberty Radio, and I'm your host, Michael Storm, and we're here talking about the truth, talking about solutions, and today's going to be one of those days that's a little bit self-gratifying, and, well, we have those days all the time because we constantly get proven right. It's really easy to do when you tend to look at things from a truthful and honest perspective, and I got a couple of reasons to talk about that. One, just the whole notion of us being conspiracy theorists in general, big win in that category today. I just fixed some links and fixed the information up there. If you go to MileHighLibertyRadio.com right during the break, I fixed it. It now says it properly, Monday, July 30th, as it should. We're checking out all of the stories that are there. If you click on today's date, and it'll take you to this link, it'll take you to the link of links, and all of the links will be there. And this particular story, I picked up through TrueActivist.com, And then, of course, I went and looked at the actual abstract and just kind of played around. But I was talking about this over and over again. I've talked about this, really, and you have, too. And many of us have out there, as far as the fluoride in the water and that the fact that it's making us stupid and that it actually it brings down your IQ. It attacks the body. It turns soft tissue hard, hard tissue soft. It attacks the pineal gland. Here's a little anecdote for you. If you want to ask yourself how someone maybe becomes awake or stays awake or never gets programmed, might be more like it. Do like I did. Grow up in a city where you don't drink the water unless it's a dare. That's where I grew up. I grew up in Commerce City, Colorado. It's an industrial city just north of the city of Denver. They touch right on each other. Boom, you can walk one street into Denver, walk back into Commerce City. It's all industrial. Let's see, there's garbage dumps. There's an airport. The Shell factory where they're refining oil is an oil refinery. So they turn it into gas, you know. They got that there. There's a major grain elevator there. There's a dog food company. Boy, it smells like Purina dog chow often in that city. And also a nuclear arsenal, a weapons arsenal. Well, I don't know if there was nuclear items, and I'd have to clarify that particular item. But I know that there were, you know, sarin gas bombs and things like that within miles of my home, within, like, walking distance miles. Like, I could wander there, and if they didn't actually have something picked up in a spot, if you went through the wrong fence somewhere, you could step on a landmine, or you could, you know, it was patrolled and protected area by federal reserve protection officers. In fact, you could go out there and you could actually fish. People from Commerce City would actually go out there and fish on the ponds and stuff, and they stored all this waste and crap, all these munitions and all the horrible things that you hear about, DU, all of this stuff that you hear about was all stored right in my backyard. Literally, I lived on Quebec Avenue at different points in my life, or within blocks of Quebec, and Quebec, half of it was the arsenal. Now it's like a high school and all sorts of stuff, a stadium and all sorts of things that are built out there. But you, in the town that I grew up in, you did not drink the water at all, period. You didn't drink the water. We always got water that was filtered when we lived in Commerce City. Once we settled down there, and even before that, once we settled down and bought a home, my parents bought a home, we had a system installed, a rain soft system installed in the house to clean out the water. But before that, there was one particular place. We always filled jugs of water, gallons of water, at this little well. It was shaped like a well. They purposely shaped it like a well, but they put filtered water through it. It was right across the street from the King Supers right there in Commerce City. And it may even still be there, as a matter of fact. I don't know. They may still use it like that. I haven't noticed. I know all that area is still kind of in there. It's not a King Supers anymore. There's something else in that shopping center, maybe an Avanza or something like that now. God, now that I think about it, it's been a while since I went over there. You know, I've told you that I grew up at the flea market. That flea market was right there in that area that I'm talking about. It was literally like two blocks from that area. So I grew up in that area, and it's just funny to think that I go to the flea market all the time now, and it's not there anymore. It's moved further north, and so I don't even see that part of town that I grew up in anymore. But there, you didn't drink the water. You got water that was purified, filtered out of machines. So maybe that, you know, a little anecdotal story for you about maybe not getting caught up in all of this, because I've never had a problem where you could say that I wasn't awake. I've never fallen for the government line on anything. The only thing that kept me from it was knowledge of it, you know, actually looking at it, the specifics of politics or the specifics of economics or the specifics of the drug war, the specifics of the terror war, or the specifics of any of these things. So superficially, just like anyone else, of course, I believed. But when it came down to individual things that affected me, counterculture, I grew up in a town, in an industrial city, in a hard school, drugs and meth and things like that. So all these things were part of the culture that I grew up in, and they were always around me. They were things that I had to deal with in one way or another. And so it's all part of being separated really from the programming system. Even school, I dropped out of school early and went and got my GED and then went on to college because I didn't have any problems with that. I had, you know, good grades in school most of the time. That wasn't the problem at all. It's just the system itself that didn't work. So there it is, your anecdote of how to be free, raise kids that are free from the get-go. No poison food, no poison education. We'll be back. Mile High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Self-gratification before we left, and no, you're not listening to Loveline or Dr. Drew or anything like that. I wasn't talking about that kind of self-gratification. Gratification in just knowing that you're right and that what you do works generally on day-to-day, and that's why, on a day-to-day basis. So that's why we're here doing this and talking about the things that we talk about, because we hope that you find a solution. We hope that you find the truth in everything that we're offering to you. And you got to take everything, all of it, with a grain of salt. But it's when it comes to something like this, where we, and by we, I'm talking about, you know, whoever you want, the conspiracy theorists, if that's what you insist on calling them. I think most of us are a little kinder than that. The maybe the truth people, the reality, the people who see reality a little bit, people. These people. have been running around, myself included, for a long, long time now, telling you that fluoride is bad for you, that putting fluoride in the water is not good, that it makes you stupid, that it's problems for your causes problems for your bones and for your teeth, that it was used by the Nazis as a tool to try to pacify the prisoners, apparently. I mean, that's part of the history, supposedly, of the whole fluoride thing, that it originated there in the concentration camps as a method of dealing with the prisoners and trying to make them passive. There's a lot of effects of fluoride. Fluoride is very, very damaging to your system, and it's just great when something like this comes out. MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date. It's right there about the middle of the page. And this story is there. We're looking at it through TrueActivist.com. This is breaking. Major Harvard study published in Federal Government Journal confirms fluoride lowers IQ. And we'll go look at the actual abstract here in a minute, too. But let's read a little bit of this. This came out last Friday. And that's what I was saying. I think it was over the weekend, basically. If the scientific link between fluoride exposure and a noted decrease in IQ is a conspiracy theory, then perhaps the Harvard researchers who just confirmed such a link should be tarred and feathered by the evidence-based medical media. In a telling review of a variety of studies that have demonstrated just how significantly fluoride can damage the brain and subsequently your IQ, Harvard University scientists stated, "Our results is a quote, our results support the possibility of adverse effects of fluoride exposures on children's neurodevelopment. Frankly, they should have grabbed the we'll look. I'll show you. I'll show you what I read. We'll read it. The most outstanding component of the study is where it was published. Authors published their conclusion online in the July 20th edition of the prominent journal Environmental Health Perspectives, a federal government medical journal stemming from the United States National Institute of Environmental Health and Sciences, Health Sciences. The very same government that has continually asserted that water fluoridization is both perfectly safe and effective at aiding the health of citizens who consume it on a daily basis. In the past, the U.S. government has actually been forced to call for lower fluoridation. This is all linked in here. You can go read all this stuff. MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Fluoridation levels, as previously researched, had also drawn a link between fluoride exposure and a host of neurotoxic effects. In the latest research by Harvard, it is made even more explicitly clear just how toxic fluoride can be to the body. In a written statement, researchers state the children in high fluoride areas had significantly lower IQ than those who lived in low fluoride areas. That was the word I used, and that was directly from the abstract. We'll take a look at it. We'll read through the abstract and what they set out to do. Fluoride lowers IQ, sparks tumor growth. That was the other part. This should come as no surprise to, you, myself. There might be somebody listening right now who hasn't heard this, who have followed fluoride research over the past several years. As far back as 77, for instance, epidemiological studies performed by the head of the cytochemistry section at the National Cancer Institute, Dr. Dean Burke, revealed that fluoride exposure led to increased tumor growth. Even at levels as low as one part per million, the standard for United States drinking water. Beyond revealing an accelerated tumor growth rate of 25% in his research, fluoride was found to produce melanotic tumors, transform normal cells into cancer cells, and increase the carcinogenesis of the other chemicals. In 1977, the cancer possibility of it. In 1977, Dr. Burke estimated the fluoridation had actually caused about 10,000 deaths, according to his research. I'm going to go ahead and finish this article because it's kind of short. It will come as no surprise, then, that even the EPA, an agency charged with protecting the people, has classified fluoride as a substance with substantial evidence of developmental neurotoxicity. But we keep drinking it, and you brush your teeth with it. Perhaps it will get in, even if you don't swallow it directly. You still absorb some of it. Perhaps the EPA is also – have you ever read the back of a fluoride toothpaste tube or box? It says don't swallow this. Call poison control if you swallow this because it's poison. It's poison. It's trash, garbage, crap. Perhaps the EPA is also run by blubbering conspiracy theorists. Idiots, maybe, but not conspiracy theorists. They just don't do the right things. It's seemingly always, they're always side with business and chemicals instead of common sense and cheap. Nothing's ever cheap. In another entry by the study authors, it is explained how fluoride actually attacks the brain in unborn children and essentially launches a direct assault on their neurological development. Fluoride readily crosses the placenta. Fluoride exposure to the developing brain, which is much more susceptible to injury caused by toxicants than is the mature brain, may possibly lead to damage of a permanent nature. But will the United States government answer to the study? As mentioned, many studies have exposed the same correlation of IQ-crushing fluoride intake. Paul Connett, Ph.D., and director of the Fluoride Action Network, was one of the many activists to speak out regarding the last study to highlight the association. At the time, there were 23 former studies on the matter, and Connett felt that this 24th study was by far the strongest. Woohoo! Had to pick one and go with it, huh? And what was done, unfortunately, was brushed under the rug by mainstream health organizations who continue to assert that fluoride is perfectly safe. Some even recommend supplementing with fluoride pills. I've seen that. In regard to the last breaking study, Connett said, "In this study, we found a significant dose response relation between fluoride level in serum and children's IQ. This is the 24th study that has found this association, but this study is stronger than the rest." Will the latest Harvard-backed study be ignored by major public health organizations, or will serious change be initiated? And they list Reuters as an additional source. There's some other links in there as well. And then I've shared all this at milehighlibertyradio.com. Click on today's date. It's down near the bottom for now. I'm actually adding links in real time as we go along during the commercials. I've been adding some links and correcting things as I go along, always making sure that the links work and making sure that the page says what I want it to say, and realizing that most of that stuff on those pages there is my words except for the actual link. I don't tend to take the story headline necessarily. Environmental Health Perspectives, a peer-reviewed open access journal published by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences at NIH.gov, Developmental Fluoride Neurotoxicity, a systematic review and meta-analysis, lists the people who did it. Abstract background: although fluoride may cause neurotoxicity in animal models and acute fluoride poisoning causes neurotoxicity in adults, very little is known of its effects on children's neurodevelopment. They say this quite matter-of-factly, didn't they? Objective: we performed a systematic review and meta-analysis of published studies to investigate the efforts of increased fluoride exposure and delayed neurobehavioral development, which, unless you're an idiot or just completely not paying attention to this stuff, these things correlate. Always. Methods: we researched the Medline, Embase, Water Resource Abstracts, and ToxNet databases through 2011 for eligible studies. Search the China National Knowledge Infrastructure Database. As many studies on fluoride neurotoxicity have been published in Chinese journals only. In total, we identified 27 eligible epidemiological studies with high and reference. Boy, they're just killing me with the words. This is an abstract, by the way, and I am just reading and not. Here, let me stop and take a drink real quick. You can go get a drink too. It's allowed. I allow for breaks. It's okay. I'm not like teacher. You don't have to hold up your hand to be excused. In total, we identified 27 eligible epidemiological studies with high and reference exposures, endpoints of IQ scores or related cognitive function measures within means and variances for the two exposure groups. We estimated the standardized mean difference between exposed and reference groups across all studies using random effects models. We conducted sensitive analyses restricted to studies using the same outcome assessment and having drinking water fluoridated as the only exposure. Fluoridated drinking water is the only exposure, yeah. Cochrane test for heterogeneity between studies, Begg's funnel plot, and Egger test to assess public. You'd have to go and look up each one of these things, but they're all, you know, standard kind of ways of approaching data and assessing what it actually says. Begg's funnel plot and Egger test to assess publication bias were performed. See, look at that. Weeding out biases. It sounds like, so far, it sounds like a really good abstract. I mean, I'm not going to, I don't know. It's a pretty small little PDF. I might actually sit read through the whole thing. This stuff is so dry and boring sometimes. Meta regressions to explore sources of variation and mean difference among the studies were conducted. Results, the standard, this is the important parts here, the results and the conclusions, and this is where they say significant. And the standardized weight mean difference in IQ score between exposed and reference populations was -0.45, 95% CI. You wouldn't understand any of these numbers as I'm reading them. You'd have to see them. Was -0.45 using a random effects model. Thus, children in high fluoride areas had a significantly lower IQ scores than those who lived in low fluoride areas. Subgroup and sensitivity analyses also indicated, and it is analyses, not analysis, also indicated inverse associations, although the substantial heterogeneity did not appear to decrease. Conclusions, the results support the possibility of an adverse effect in high fluoride exposure on children's neurodevelopment. Future research should include detailed individual-level information on prenatal exposure, neurobehavioral performances, and covariates of adjustment. Boy, they're killing me on that. When was the last time you sat down and actually read an entire abstract and then went through and did one of these articles? Probably not very often. A lot of people don't do it, and that's one of the reasons right there. My gosh, ugh. Very dry. But, I mean, the data is right there for you to see it. I mean, there's no question about what it's supposed to be and what they're trying to say. I think you'd have to be fooling yourself. They show a bunch of supplemental material, information on the studies that were excluded. I mean, they really seem to have covered their bases on this. Give tons of references, and this includes on the Chinese studies that have never been made light before. A lot of information. I noticed that a number of the people actually doing the study had Chinese-sounding names. I don't know what that means necessarily, but it was like Chu and Lu and stuff like that. So a possibility that there was some connection there, maybe just a little bit. The people that were doing it had a little bit of tie there. So there's a whole, there's tons of information there. It's an environmental health services perspective, and it's right through our government. Our dollars, our tax dollars paid for it, the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. It's a very interesting study. I don't know, if you have the time, if it's something that interests you, or you can just do like everybody else does when they turn on their TV or their radio and just accept that that's what it is. But I provided you the information, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. You can check it out for yourself by clicking on today's date, scroll on down there. You know, while we're doing this self-gratification thing and proving ourselves right and proving that what we do is the truth, and I have no problem with this whatsoever. I don't know if anybody else does, but it's okay to go ahead and acknowledge when people are doing this right. And I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about We Are Change Colorado. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the truth movement, all of us in general. You know who I'm talking about. We talk about these people all the time. They're real people. Adam versus the Man gets on the bandwagon about the Aurora shooter. I told you that we would talk about it a little bit, and it's an interesting story. Certainly, anytime a bunch of people are killed for any reason, people want to know why. People want to understand what it's all about. People want to try to get to the truth. But then again. Everybody, well, not everybody, that's not fair. That generalization is a terrible word to use. So many people want this, for this thing to be a conspiracy. They want the mainstream media wants it to be a guns conspiracy. They want it to be, it was so easy for him to get this. Why didn't somebody track it? Why didn't somebody know? Well, somebody did know. The U.S. government, they put all this stuff in place already that has worked so well so far, wasn't able to stop it, because that's not what stops these people from doing things like this. We can argue about that that notion all day long, and you will always find that it's the people, not the implements, that do these things. Yeah, the implements may allow other people to maybe do more damage to a particular type of implement, but that's not necessarily true either. When people are not prepared to defend themselves, it doesn't take hardly anything to take them out. People are fragile. It takes no more than a 5 or 10 pound push or shove to kill a person if you hit them in the right spot. And that's with your bare hands, or them just touching the ground or hitting the ground or something like that. So the notion that it takes a gun to kill somebody, or that it's a gun's fault, is just a ridiculous notion. And so the mainstream media wants that for the to be the big conspiracy, and then the alternative media, us truthers out here that are digging for it, want so badly for there to be multiple shooters, you know, MK Ultra CIA programming, which I'm not dismissing, particularly the programming part out of it. But I actually, you know, it's great that I even follow this up with the fluoride thing, because I didn't have to. If you look at the links up there, this stuff isn't in order. I just chose this randomly as I was looking at it, and I wanted to point out that, well, I guess this, in this case, the Adam versus the Man link is in order. I have some more links to share on the particular, the Aurora Theater shooting killer, because today he was in court again and they charged him with the crimes, and it's pretty crazy. I mean, we're going to read this story about it here coming up, but I wanted to point out the Adam versus the Man thing, because everybody's talking, they want this conspiracy, you know, whether it's the MK Ultra or the multiple shooters or whatever it is, and then you got every other talking head blaming it on the movies. You know, nobody's blaming it on the dude, the guy that actually did it. Well, there's one group, and I'll read them, and we'll talk about it when we come back, and we'll talk about this Adam versus the Man being on the bandwagon about the Aurora shooter when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurer's liens. Let's create a real life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock the Truth Hammer and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Just as the music kicked on there to come back to where, well, we are right now, you and I speaking like this as we are, or such as it is, myself speaking at you, I added another link on MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date. All the way down at the bottom, I was talking before we went to the break. We're talking about that story, this thing that happened here, this shooting that happened in Aurora. Right here in my backyard, and we're, you know, as we've done from the get-go, we've tried to cover this thing with some sense and some reason, and try, as much as I am behind the ideas of people being programmed and doing these things for a reason, for maybe political reasons or military reasons or something like that. Yes, those things exist, but I just like to talk about what I know for sure. Or what can at least be assumed without taking too big a step. I'm not dismissing any of these things. Like I said, I've maintained from the day that this happened and that we came on the air that there's got to be a difference, and that there is, but that there isn't a difference between the overt grabbing someone off the street, programming them, setting them up as a killer, versus the psychologist programming, the drug programming, the TV programming, the water programming, the education programming. This guy was in it. This guy was in it from day one. He comes from a fairly wealthy family that, you know, depending on which stories turn out to be true, is connected in one way or another to events or the military or the, you know, all these things. We'll find out the exact details for sure. There was a sort of false story that has the father tied into the Liber scandal and everything. I don't know about all that. Sorchafal is a media person who refuses to admit who they are, and people say that they've traced that information back to the CIA. So it's a very good possibility that that's not to be trusted information at all. And when it comes to any of this information that's mainstream media that isn't just like really right there on the ground, research, reporters, local, that sort of thing, it's really hard to trust. You got to do what we always do on this show and suss through this information to find out what really is true and what really is what's really going on in all of these cases. And it's great because, you know, we've had Adam Kokesh on the show from Adam versus the Man, and he does his podcast, and I caught his most recent podcast, and I posted some of the information up there for you. We can't air it on the show. Adam, during his podcast, does not hold back from F-bombs and stuff like that. I don't particularly care about it, but I think it's kind of nice to present overall a show that doesn't do those things. Everybody else in the world runs around doing that. You can hear that from your kids. Just open your window and listen to them play. So you don't necessarily need to hear it here. That's my whole thought, but I don't have a problem with it either. Believe me, when this microphone goes off, I drop F-bombs like you wouldn't believe. I swear like a sailor. It's amazing that I can even do this without doing it. It's training. It's programming. Believe me, I program myself for years and years doing this to edit myself out to make sure that I don't drop words like that. But you yourself can go up to MileHighLibertyRadio.com, click on today's date. Down at the bottom, it's the second story from the bottom. It's the Adam versus the Man gets on the bandwagon about the Aurora shooter. The reason wagon, that's the bandwagon that Adam is on. Because you know what? He's taken my view of this story, the view that I've been saying since it happened, talking about reason. He even broke down the Ben Swan thing like I did days ago after the Ben Swan thing came out. It was really kind of great to have another guy like Adam Kokesh on our side, you know? Somebody who's telling the truth. Somebody who's paying attention to My High Liberty Radio. Well, you should be and will be when we come back after this.
Are you against gay marriage, against abortion, against unjust and unnecessary wars, and the government running your life? Are you against greedy banks and corporations and the sham of modern politics and vote fraud? And most